This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Democrats may be trying to derail House rules. Republicans are trying to compel a vote in the U.S. House on abortion-related infanticide. To break the blockade on this bill ordered by Speaker Pelosi, Republicans bring up the bill for consideration, have it rejected 30 times in consecutive sessions, and House rules are to then compel the vote on abortion-related infanticide. After 10 times, Democrats are getting just a little testy. Thursday, while rebuffing the latest such motion, this time from Michigan Representative Paul Mitchell, his microphone was cut, was interrupted by the Speaker pro tem, and told he was not recognized. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
A group blasting Facebook for making certain videos disappear, like those promoting the life issue, is in turn being blasted by Facebook. Facebook has long been alleged to at least cater to Facebook employees who consider pro-life content a form of hate speech. Most Democrats say government should stay out of reproductive health issues, but U.S. House member Pramila Jayapal of Seattle is proposing Medicare for All that would ban private health insurance and compel taxpayer funding of all abortion. It would cost trillions, and she offers no plan to pay for it. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.